Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi, Maaseh Daf Yud Aleph. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah, Gregus Mishiyadish Vechulu, and a Vilna Sur Sadaf. It's about a quarter of the way into Vav Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarah, Basab Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. The war begins with a story. Rebbe Amar Reb Shimon Berei, Rebbe told Reb Shimon his son, Aleva Havei Lanu Tamarim Min Achavis, that's a proper Gerson, not Gregus, but Tamarim, go up to the storage room and bring us dates from the barrel. And this was on Shabbos. So Amalei, Reb Shimon's son told him, Beino Asim Shemukta, aren't they also because of Mukta? When they're in the barrel, they're drying. And we know that when fruit is in the process of drying, it's mukta because it's not edible, so I can't bring them to you. Amrle, so Rebbe told him, Vadai not lazu, do you still hold this? Ain lecha aser mishul mukta elo te'enim hanovim bovad. The only thing that's aser because of mukta while it's drying are te'enim hanovim, figs and grapes. And why is that? Amr shmul bar sisritoi, mibnei shein masricha is bentayim. That's because they become repulsive, disgusting, they have a foul odor, they smell bad. Once you put them out to dry, while they're going through the process, they're not edible. It's only once they're completely dried, then they're edible. So while they're in the process, they're mukta. But other things, such as dates, are okay. In front of Rabbi Yossi, Loi Mistabro, wouldn't it be logical to say, Be'ilin Pitsule Hava Ovda? This whole story happened with Pitsule. Pitsule are not yet ripe dates. In other words, Reb Zeir is saying that of course Reb Shimon knows that the only things that are usher cause of mukta while they're drying are to Anim and Anavim. He was just suggesting that perhaps these Tamarim are similar as well. Even though they're not drying, the reason why they're similar is because they were picked before they're ripe. So maybe they consider mukta because they're not yet ripe. And that's what Reb Shimon was telling Rabbi. And Rabbi's response was that no, I understand that they might not yet be ripe, but still, the only things that are usher are to Anim and Anavim. And not any other fruit, even these types of dates. And Armalei, Rabbi Yossi told Reb Zeira, Ofan Asa Bar Kain, I also hold that. And also Rabbi Yossi Rabbon came and quoted Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, who said, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Be'ilin Pitzulaya Hava Ovda, this whole case was with these Pitzulaya, these not yet ripe dates. And Armalei, that's what Rabbi was telling him, even though you're asking me about these dates, and L'cha Asr, Mishum Mukta, El Te'enim Anavim Bavad, the only things that would be Asr would be Te'enim Anavim. Rabbi Yankar Zavdi says, B'shem Ravo, Hadad the Tema, this whole discussion is only relevant, Lenin Shabbos, meaning the only things that we say that are Mukta in regards to Shabbos is Te'enim Anavim. Of him. Aval inyan maestris called Ram Yashlan Mukta. But in regards to maestris, everything is considered mukta, meaning any sort of fruit, while it's in the process of drying, would be considered mukta in as much as that it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha and one would be allowed to eat from it aray because it's not chayvin maestri yet. And our Rabbi Yossi says, Masnisa Amar Kain, our Mishnah tells us that. What does the Mishnah say? Gregor's Mishiyadosh, Umagur Mishiyagel, the dried figs when they're being squished into a barrel, or if a person's making a fig cake, it's when he presses it into the fig cake. So we see, even though they're fully dried, the figs are ready, they're already considered Gregor's. Still, they have not yet reached Gemar Malacha because he plans on another step, squishing them into a barrel or making them into a fig cake, and therefore they're not chayv in maaser yet. And the same would be by all other fruits as well. Now we can explain the last part of the Mishnah where we had a machlokes. We had said, Nishbar Achavis v'nivchaso v'chulu, but let's say he's squishing his figs into a barrel or he's putting them into the press that's going to make them a fig cake, and in the middle of this process, the barrel breaks or the mold for the fig cake gets ruined. So the Tanakama said that he's not allowed to eat from them aray, whereas Rabbi Yossi said he's allowed to. What's the understanding of this machlokes? Rabbi Yechon says, Divrei Shain Rishain, the understanding of the words that were taught first, meaning the understanding of Tanakama is as follows, and pay attention to the girsa change. The upper ones need the lower ones, but the lower ones don't need the upper ones. In other words, the figs that were ready pressed into the barrel, those would be the lower ones. They don't need the upper ones. They don't need the ones that were not yet pressed. Therefore, the ones that are in the bottom of the barrel are ready considered to have reached Gemar Malacha, and one is not allowed to eat from them. All right, that's Tanakama. And Divrei Shaina Achrayin, the Manda Amar who's taught second, that's Rabbi Yossi. Why does he matir? And pay attention to the girsa over here. Even the lower ones need the upper ones. Even though the lower ones are already pressed into the barrel or into the fig cake press, still the job isn't finished until everything is put here, and that's why Rabbi Yossi says everything's allowed to be eaten from Arai. And we're not garish the next four words of Voloy Elyon Sarach L'Tachtoin. The Gemara continues, Yud Alpha and Bez on top, Amr Blazar. Blazar says, Rab Meir he. The Tanakama is Rab Meir. Now, why do we have to say that Tanakama is Rab Meir? The answer is, Deloit is Bar Meimar, that you shouldn't think to say, Stam of Rabbi Yossi, that it's a case of a Stam against Rabbi Yossi. Stam means that it's a Tana or multiple Tanaim. They don't have a particular name attributed to them, and therefore, what would we say? Halacha gestama, the halacha is like the stam, and not like Rabbi Yossi. Well, from Kain, Sarach Meir, Rab Meir, he. That's what we have to say. That the Tanakama is Rab Meir, Rab Meir, Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi. Because when we have machlokes Rab Meir and Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is actually like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rab Meir. Hashem Lachal Amru, Mazdar finishing the first parak of Maseches Maaseres. Just like we were zecha finish this parak together, we should be zecha finish the entire Maseches together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And without further ado, moving on to the next parak, I will begin by discussing an Amma Aretz. We know that Amma Ratzim do separate Truma from the produce because there's a chiv misa b'dei shamayim if one eats non-truma produce. However, amaratzim are suspect of not separating maaser rishayin. But as we're going to see, this is only iser drabanan. Now, produce from an amaretz is called demai, which is a conjunction of damai. What is this? Now, knowing that, the Mishnah tells us haya ayver b'shuk. There's an amaretz walking through the marketplace va'amar, and he tells people that are sitting there tululchem te'enim. Here, take some figs from my basket. Eichlin upturin. They're allowed to eat them, and they're totally potter. They don't have to take off maaser because again, they're eating this in an arai fashion. And the Gemara is going to explain the reason why. why this is because we're talking about a place where the majority of people don't sell their produce in the marketplace. They just bring it home, and therefore these figs have not yet reached Kamar Malacha, and so they can be eaten from Arai. Alfikach, therefore the Mishnah says, if these people who got these figs as a gift from the Amaretz bring them into their homes, metaknim vadai, they would have to be metaknim them, they would have to take Maaser off of them, vadai. It's not demai, because even though this produce came from an Amaretz, it was before it reached Gemara Malacha, and therefore this produce is for sure chayv in Maaser. However, let's say the Amaretz told them as follows, tulu v'chnis l'batechem, here, take some figs and bring them into your homes. So in this situation, we understand that the Amaretz is telling them, don't worry, I already took Maaser off, meaning they already reached Gemara Malacha, and I took Maaser off, so you could bring them into your homes, no problem, eat them. So we can't trust the Amaretz, and therefore, lo yachum hen arai, they're not going to eat from them arai anymore, because we have to trust the Amaretz that they reached Gemara Malacha, but we can't trust them that he took Maaser off. Elfikach, therefore, if these people who received the figs brought them into their homes, einon mataknin el demai. They only have to fix them up as if they're demai, because again, they reach Gemara Malacha in the hands of the Amaretz, and when a person receives produce from an Amaretz, it's considered demai. The Mishnah continues, hayu yashvim b'shar b'chanos. Let's say these people are sitting in a gateway of a courtyard or in a store. Bamar the Amaretz sold them to luchem te'enim, take some figs, oichlem p'turin, they can eat them in their putter, and this is just like the first case of the Mishnah. However, here's where it's different. Ubala shar ubala chanos chayavim. The one who owns the courtyard or the one who owns the store, they're chayiv, because we know that when produce is roya p'nei abayis, or it's brought into the courtyard, or it's brought into a store, that's a kavias for maestros. So the one who owns the store, the one that owns the courtyard, when he receives these figs, by the mere fact that he's sitting in his store or right by the entrance to his chatzar, he is chayiv to take maestro off of this. The other people know, but he yes. However, Reb Yehuda paters, even the Baal HaChanos or the Baal HaShar himself, ad sheyachzar hazpanov, until he turns his face away, or until he changes the place where he's sitting. That's because Reb Yehuda holds that the Baal HaShar or the Baal HaChanos is embarrassed to eat where he is. Let's say, for example, the Baal HaChanos is by the cash register, and he's embarrassed to eat the food sitting right there in front of everybody. Or the Baal HaShar is sitting right at the entrance to his chatzar, and everyone from the marketplace could see him. In both of these situations, there isn't yet a kvias for maestros, even though they're by their store or they're by the entrance to their courtyard, because this is not a place where they feel comfortable eating. And therefore, there's only kvias for maestros once they turn their face away so people can't see them, or once they get up and move to a different place where they are comfortable to eat, then there's a kvias for maestros. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.